大家好，我是 Jason Lee， 今天是2021年1月12日，我决定把主题重新回到思辨新闻英语。这一次比较不一样的就是主要以 Taipei Times 的社论来进行分析跟思考，希望大家会喜欢。那今天让我们来分析思辨 Pompeo Leaves Biden a Parting Gift 这一篇社论。基本的重点如下， US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Saturday announced the immediate annulment of all self-imposed guidelines on US executive relations with Taiwan. This statement shocks many, including US, China and Taiwan. It could be the most sweeping advancement in Taiwan-US ties in decades. No longer would officials need to meet in private meeting rooms or restaurants, or avoid reference to a Taiwanese country or government. High-level personnel could attend official events, including double 10 National Day celebrations. The decision was an extension of a directive already laid out in the Taiwan Assurance Act passed last year with bipartisan support, instructing the U.S. Department of State to review and reissue its guidelines on Taiwan. Before that, the Taiwan Travel Act of 2018called for high-level reciprocal visits even before Trump's U.S. policy toward Taiwan had been trending in a singular direction with consecutive arms sales, the Taiwan Policy Act of 2013 and other moves. U.S. public opinion is also shifting.A Chicago Council on Global Affairs survey in October last year shows record support for U.S. defense of Taiwan at 41%. A majority of Americans at 55% view the rise of China as a critical threat to the U.S. With Pompeo's team making the strong moves on their way out,The Biden administration faced two options. One is continuing Trump-era policy and risk angering Beijing. And the other one is rolling them back and facing pressure from everywhere. The choice is clear. This Pompeo's move, or we can say the Trump administration's move, should be viewed as an opportunity to keep pushing toward the direction favored by the U.S. government and the people alike. 值得思考的议题是 Let us think about whether the United States should lift the restrictions on exchanges between the United States and Taiwan. Opponents believe that if the United States removes restrictions on exchanges between the United States and Taiwan, it will anger China. To some extent, this move is to recognize Taiwan as an independent country. For one thing, it is not conducive to the relationship between the United States and China, and it will deteriorate.The relationship between the United States and China. Secondly, it will give China an incentive to invade Taiwan by force. Those who support the removal of restrictions on exchanges between the United States and Taiwan believe that the reason why the United States restricts itself in the past was because it was concerned about China andwanted to please China. It is hoped that China can adapt to international norms and gradually transform into a democratic and a free country. However, after many years, China has not become a democratic and free country because of economic growth and the tolerance of the United States. On the contrary, it wants to control other countries. Therefore, continuous self-restraint is no longer the best strategy for the United States to face China. Today, the incoming President Biden of the United States is regarded as a more pro-China president. Under the COVID-19 epidemic and the global wave of opposition to China, pro-China is not a good choice. The best way to judge whether President Biden is really pro-China is to directly remove all restrictions on exchanges between the United States and Taiwan before Biden takes office. In this way, by seeing how President Biden will respond after taking office, we will know whether he is really pro-China or pretending to be pro-China just to earn votes. OK, 这就是今天对于社论的思考。如果你有什么看法，欢迎留言给我。See you next time. Bye bye.